Hello and welcome to another jam-packed episode of My Favorite Conservative. I am Edward.
And I am Andrea, but I am not conservative.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Right, but
we could work on that.
But he is my favorite conservative.
Oh, thank you.
And if you had to turn down the volume, I have a very loud laugh. I totally understand. So we are going to review the presidential debate from last Tuesday. Was it only just last Tuesday?
Yes.
Oh, God. And we think our analysis is going to be quite different from what you've been hearing on either side. In fact, we expect to piss off a lot of people today. So stay tuned for that. But first, we always take a look at the polls because the theme of this season is the march to the election. You ready?
We are. Now, these are after the debate polls.
Yes, good point. So in the Real Clear Politics, the RCP national average, Trump versus Harris. Last week, Harris was up 1.4. She is now up 1.7. So woohoo, 3/10 of a, a bump there, Kamala.
It was. And we always look back to as this day in history, back at the 2020 campaign and the 2016. And in 2020, on this day, Joe Biden actually had a 6.8 lead on Donald Trump. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton had a 1.5 lead on Donald Trump, which I thought that was actually pretty small because she had opened up a lead again after her email scandals and things like that.
Right. And but what we were thinking about the timing of this, and we think this might have been right after it came out that she called Trump supporters deplorables.
The basket of deplorables.
The basket of deplorables, yes. Which, by the way, was not some it was an accidental slip publicly, but there are public documents now showing that she used that phrase in private fundraisers.
Yep. Oh, she meant it.
Yeah, she did. She absolutely meant it.
Yes.
But moving on, let's go to the battleground states.
Let's do it.
All right. Why don't you take the East Coast?
Let's do start with Pennsylvania. Last week was a deadlock, yes. Absolutely tied.
And this is where the debate was, in Pennsylvania.
In Philadelphia, right. Yes. And this week, Kamala Harris has taken a 0.1 lead. So at least she's a little bit on the plus side.
Yes.
There. Moving down to North Carolina. Last week, Trump was up 0.7. This week, he's up 0.1.
That's a drop.
Not a good trend for him.
Nope.
And on the final East Coast state in Georgia, last week, Kamala Harris was up 0.1. This week, Trump has actually turned that around. He is up 0.3.
Again, all within the margin of error.
It's so tight.
All right, let's go to
Upper
the Midwest.
Yep. Yes.
So in Michigan, last week, Harris was up 1.2. She is still ahead, but now she's only up 0.7. So so almost like in half drop.
Yeah.
Again. Wisconsin, Harris up last week 1.5. This week she's up 1.2. So teeny tiny drop there. Again, as I always say, let's just give Wisconsin to the Democrats. That's going to happen. And why don't you take us out west?
Let's go to Nevada. Last week, Kamala Harris was up 0.6. She is now up 0.9. So a little bump there.
Yep.
And in Arizona, last week, Trump was up 1.6. He's now up 1.3. So a slight drop off there.
Yep. And on predictit.org, where people and gamblers bet on the race. And again, if you don't know this, you probably heard if you've been listening, but it's very different. It's not about percentages. Last week, Harris was 55 to Trump's 50. And that's in terms of actual cents. It's over 100. I'm moving on. Anyway, so this week, Harris has gained, she's from 55 to 56. Okay. But what's more significant is that after the debate, Trump went from 50 to 46. So now the gamblers are betting that he's losing. It's almost like you used to be a bond trader. It's like a short, what's it called? When you short something?
You short it.
You short it. Yeah. Okay. That's the phrase. Anyway, so I feel like that's what the gamblers are doing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look last week, it was 55 to 50. So there was a 5 cent gap.
Yes.
It's actually open to 10 this week. So I think that's a little bit significant. Whether that's from the debate, I'm guessing probably so.
And that is the main topic of our show.
Oh, that was fun.
So that debate was, and go ahead and put the explicit mark Apple right now. That debate was such a shit show. And it made me so angry. And
well, yeah. let me say it was definitely interesting.
That's the one word for it.
I'll put it. But why don't you give me your overall thoughts?
Okay. So I thought long and hard about this because I'm a writer and I wanted to give an analogy that I felt worked. To me, the way this laid out is Trump was like a woman walking alone on a dark street in a dangerous area with no self-awareness, no weapons, like let's say pepper spray, and no self-defense skills. Wait, tell me, there's no woman on the planet that would do that.
So a very vulnerable woman.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like he turned a corner and there are two people, the moderators in this case, and they have guns and they shoot you in the kneecap. So you're not dead, but you're at a disadvantage. Okay. You're at a disadvantage. Okay. And then another person is there, someone who absolutely hates you, Kamala in this analogy. So she's not going to call 911. She's not going to help you. Instead, she's laughing at you, which she did. She's filming you and she stomps on your kneecaps to see if you'll cry more. And it worked. It absolutely worked. He should have been more prepared and aware and composed.
Okay. That was quite the analogy.
I know. I think it works. We'll find out from the viewers. Here's the thing. He knew ABC was going to be biased. Was it even more than most of us expected? Probably, but still he knew. He knew Kamala would try to get under his skin because Trump's ego is his kryptonite. And that was really her only weapon. He also knew his policies were better, but then he didn't present them or articulate them well at all. And I don't understand, and Edward's going to give his point of view, I promise, in a moment, but I don't understand all these right-leaning podcasters and news people who say it was all the moderator's fault. No, it wasn't. Trump was not, he was not at his best. And here's what Kamala did well. And again, all the Trump people are going to get mad at me, but she did things well. She got under his skin early, very early, because she has no good policies. And we're going to get to that, both this getting under her skin and the policies. She used the term American people and I will fight for you many times looking directly at camera. It was very, very effective. Kudos to her team. She played the youth card not often, but when she did, she played it well. And also she had incredible debate tactics, which she was an attorney. And I think it kind of comes from that. She pivoted better. So instead of, you know, answering the question, she gave the answer to the question that wasn't asked, but what she wanted to say. She did very well with the rule of threes. We'll give an example. And she kept repeating points with no substance. But that works really well when people don't know the issues.
Yeah.
So bottom line, you can blame the moderators all you want. Trump lost. And the proof is Kamala wants another debate.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. So what did you think?
To your first point that Trump knew that ABC was going to be biased.
Yes.
Of course, everybody knows that. But I think he might have been caught a little off guard because of the CNN debate that he did a couple months previous with Joe Biden, where Dana Bash and Jake Tapper,
yes,
actually were pretty decent.
They weren't
as bad as most liberals are when,
yes,
they're questioning Trump. So I think he thought, well, I got through that easy enough, but I don't think what he really understood was they didn't have that. Dana Bash and Jake Tapper didn't have much to work with Biden,
right,
being a human cadaver. Right.
Exactly. And he did sometimes act like he was debating Biden and he was debating her.
Yes.
Continue.
I thought she, you know, optically, she looked much better than she did in that CNN interview with Dana Bash again. Yeah, there was horrible lighting and everything in that.
Her clothes fit this time.
When she raised her voice to make points, and especially later on in the debate when it got a little bit heated, she actually sounded okay. She didn't do the Hillary screech kind of thing where it sounds like your ex-wife yelling at you. Bingo. There you go. So what I thought was very interesting was when they first came out, she immediately went over into his space.
She did.
Behind his podium, reached her hand out to shake his hand and introduced herself. Now, let's imagine if this would have been reversed, that Trump stormed over there. He's a foot taller than her.
Right.
It would have been you know, described as this intimidation and everything else. And but kudos for her. No, that very smart of her. But what upset me about Trump in this whole thing, we'll get into it though, is he spoke like he speaks at his campaign rallies to the people that are well informed, right? That understand all the inside baseball that's going on.
That already like him.
That like him. Yes. Yeah. And he was speaking in kind of shorthand.
Yes, he was.
And he would chop off some of his replies thinking that everybody knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I tried to put myself, and it's difficult to, all right, pretend I don't know this inside baseball. Pretend, you know, just go in knowing I know who Donald Trump is. I kind of know who Kamala Harris is. I thought he was beaten somewhat handily.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. And in fact, I think after it ended, you were quite upset.
I was pissed.
You were not happy. Yes.
I was super pissed. And I actually forgot other things. Again, I want to give her team credit. They really prepared her. The other things that Kamala Harris did really well, and I see a couple people have dropped off, so they probably think we're pro-Harris now. But again, you know, we have very different viewpoints. But is she did a very good job of saying former president or Donald Trump, depending on the topic, right? Former president or Donald Trump. And she always said his full name. And I thought that was really, it was very smart of her the way she said that. And what Trump did not do, and he should have done, was every time he was pushing back on the last 3.5 years, he should have said, he kept saying Biden. He should have said Biden Harris. You said that very early on.
Yeah, I mean,
Biden Harris.
Occasionally, but he should have just pounded it.
I think. Yeah, he should have pounded it. Okay, so let's.
Wait.
What?
Here's the best part.
What?
So the debate's over. It's bedtime. I'm ready. I'm jumping into bed. You were still so angry.
I was.
So disappointed, or whatever, however
frustrated.
You want to say it. Frustrated.
It was super frustrated.
You just decided to stay up and work for quite a bit longer.
I did.
Yeah. So
I did.
She went to her office and started working, and I went to bed.
On like my real life. Yes. Yeah. No, I don't mean my real life. I started working on. Yes.
You were very frustrated. Yes.
I was like, I'm awake. And
again, you're not a huge Donald Trump supporter, but you just hated the way it went down.
I did. Yeah. I did. Okay. So the first topic, and we're not going to cover all of them. We kind of are going to pick and choose.
And
here.
By the way, let me jump in here real quick. You were taking the notes for us on this because she typed way quicker than I do.
I did.
But you actually were looking back at the debate that was a couple months earlier.
Yes.
And you said like most of the topics were almost verbatim.
It was very interesting. So I had a blueprint from the debate with Biden. And in terms of topics and the order of topics, it was identical, nearly identical. There were some nuances that were different. Certainly a lot of the questions were different, but in terms of order of topics,
categories were interesting.
So first thing, economy and cost of living, the debate, the moderators, which it's interesting because I think they wanted it to come off as fair. They said, you know, you and President Trump were elected 4 years ago. They meant to say Biden and they said Trump, which that was
nobody caught it.
Nobody caught it.
Nobody
it was so
corrected
funny.
Them.
And they asked a very good question. Are Americans better off today than they were 4 years ago? And Edward and I are going to kind of, I'm going to give the Harris, he's going to give the Trump. So Harris launched into her opportunity economy, which we don't know what that means. She didn't answer the question. And then she talked about economist and Trump has a 20% sales tax. It's going to hurt middle class families. And you and I both looked at each other and went, 20% sales tax? Like what is, you know?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah. When Trump responds, you know, he should have said, I have no idea what you're talking about, a 20% sales tax. But he went into it. She was talking about tariffs.
That's what she meant.
In terms of China and whatnot, and you know, he brought up how immigrants are taking over towns, and he kind of just started meandering a bit.
And Kamala, and again, right now this is pretty even, I would say. We're going to tell you when it all went downhill. So Kamala, at this point, they pan to her. She's shaking her head and she's giving him this very stern teacher look, which actually, like, I don't think played very well for her. And then she said, you know, he left us with the worst unemployment since the Great Depression, worst public health, worst democracy. We cleaned up Trump's mess, and as if COVID was Trump's fault. Okay, interesting. And then here's where she did kind of the rule of threes in debate. She said, you're going to hear lies, grievances, and name calling. And she, throughout the debate, did that rule of threes very, very well.
Well, I thought what was interesting is, and as we find out as the debate went on, when the moderators kept jumping in to correct Trump.
Yes.
She says right here, he left us the worst unemployment rate since the Great Depression. Absolutely a lie.
Yes.
100% a lie. And you can fact check it quickly in your head.
Well, yes. And the other thing, and what you're referring to, and we're not going to dig deep because so many other people did, the moderators throughout the debate, if you didn't watch it, were fact checking Trump on the fly, and they never once did with her.
Yeah. And, you know, we were saying she brought up the Project 2025,
which we've talked about.
Yeah. And he's like, I have nothing to do with Project 2025, yeah. Which was good for him. That was actually a good answer on that.
But I was saying to you, please talk about the inflation rate.
Yeah.
Please. And he didn't.
Yeah.
He did.
I handed you 1.4% inflation rate. What did you do with it?
Yeah.
He's handing us the worst, you know.
Yes. And then she comes back, Trump has no plan for you. And once again, mentions the opportunity economy, repeating that message over and over.
Nothing.
Right. With no details. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Trump was pushing back even when his mic wasn't on. They finally turned it on. You know, she doesn't have a plan. She copied Biden's plan point for point.
Yes. And this started to go off the rails right here, where the moderators, they did get it back under control. But all of a sudden, it was like back and forth constantly. The debate rules were out the window, and they stayed on this topic for a pretty long time.
Yeah, it just kept going on and on and on. So, yeah.
All right. So they did dig deeper into tariffs and national sales tax, but we're going to move on to a topic.
However, the one part about that was when Trump was...
I said we were going to move on.
I know, but when Trump was talking, she did the hand under the chin.
That's right. And
motion. And it was,
and again,
like,
not a good look.
Yeah. That wasn't a good look for Kamala.
No.
I mean, she kept her smile on her face most of the time.
Well,
I thought
smirk.
What was interesting is Trump, for the first half of the debate, wouldn't even look at her.
Yes.
He kept staring just straight ahead. And he did look a little grumpy, if you will. But I think that was not a bad tactic.
Right. I know. And at this point, it's pretty even.
Yeah, pretty even.
So,
correct.
All right. So then they get to abortion.
The Democrat wheelhouse. Here we go.
Yeah. And the questions were really leading, and the moderators were making statements. I mean, it really felt like they were sort of leading the witness. Why don't you tell us what Trump said, and then I'll jump in with what the moderator.
Well, he went in with, you know, they have abortion in the ninth month. The Democrats are radical. Her VP pick is horrible and says abortion in the ninth month is absolutely fine. He said he believes in the exceptions of, and that he sent it back to the Supreme Court sent it back to the state.
Yeah. And then the moderator jumps in and says, there is no state in this country where it's legal to kill a baby after it's born.
Well, by the way, there are, I think, either 7 or 8 that allow, if a child is born after an attempted abortion, that no care has to be given. To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Harris just said, you're going to hear a bunch of lies. And over 20 states, there are Trump abortion bans that make no exception for rape or incest. Again, his whole point was the states take care of it now. And she kept saying Trump will sign a national abortion ban. And I will say this issue is her strongest. And not because she's a Democrat, it's because she actually cares about it. It's the only time I feel like she is being authentic is on this topic. And I don't necessarily disagree with her. I'm very, very passionate. And I do think a woman should have the right to do what she wants with her body. Do I believe abortion in the third trimester should be legal? No. But that's for another time. And then why don't you talk about what Trump, he came back with something very strong. Initially.
Well, yeah. You know, he's not going to sign a ban. The moderators kept trying to goad him into saying, well, what if? And Trump saying, it's sent to the states. That's it. The Supreme Court's already ruled.
Yeah.
But then, oh, God, he started bringing up something to do with student loans in the Supreme Court.
It was
and
weird.
It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, he took, this is one of those campaign rally things that you can get away with when you have 10 minutes to riff on it.
Yes.
He didn't. And yeah.
It was terrible.
Horrible.
But it still wasn't the turning point quite yet. They asked her if she would support any restrictions, and she pivoted better because she didn't answer the question. She said, I support reinstating Roe versus Wade. She never answered the question about supporting any restrictions.
She can't say that.
Right. And she started to go off topic too.
Then they went into IVF and just went on and on.
And then they just started arguing. And it was interesting because someone tech person made a mistake and their mics were not muted right here in this moment. That got fixed, but there was some arguing back and forth.
Well, you say a tech person. Now I'm thinking it's about abortion and somehow they had a tech issue where both the mics were open.
Yeah.
Right.
Fair. All right. Let's go to immigration and border security, which should have been Trump's.
Should have been the strong point.
Yes. But just, what's the word I'm looking for? Foreshadowing. This is where it went off the rails. So initial good question, sort of. Yeah. The moderator said, didn't use the term border czar, which that was her actual, like, that's what she was deemed to be. But he did say you were tasked with a job at the border. Why did the administration wait 6 months before the election to act? Great question. And what does she do? Great pivot. God, this was a great pivot. She does. I'm the only person on the stage who's prosecuted, blah, blah, blah. Literally, yeah, wrote that down.
Transnational criminal organizations.
Yes,
that's
whatever.
Her go-to job. Yes.
And she says, Trump called people, told them to kill the bill. And then this is where she did a brilliant, brilliant pivot and went to the kryptonite that is Trump's ego. And again, doesn't answer the freaking question at all. She said, I invite you to attend Donald Trump's rallies. They leave early because of exhaustion and boredom. And am I allowed to quote you here?
You could.
Okay. We both turned to each other and went, don't take the bait. Don't. And as soon as he starts to do it, Edward says, and he does not curse like I do. He says, you're falling for it, dumb shit. And I said, you need to say what you did, meaning Trump, to stop illegal immigration. At this point, because all he did was talk about his rallies, which you can talk about, Kamala is laughing at him because it worked.
Yeah.
Edward's losing his mind and Trump's arguing with the moderator.
Yeah. So when I'm watching it and she's at the first part where she's responding and she's saying, Trump killed a border bill, blah, 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 blah. And then she starts in with the Trump rallies. And I'm thinking in my head, your answer is that border bill was so bad that no Republican would even vote for it, even though we tried to help with it. It was so bad. Instead, he goes for the bait.
He took the bait.
My rallies are beautiful. They're wonderful, you know. And it's
awful.
You idiot. You walked right into it. Don't do that.
And she could not stop laughing.
She knew.
She knew she had him. And then that's when she threw in, I have the endorsement of 200 Republicans, and she was baiting him again.
He had a response when she was talking. He said, I have the endorsement of 200 Republicans that were in the Bush, the whatever, right? All these administrations. And Trump's like, good for you. He said, the reason that you're getting these people is you never fire anybody. I fire people. I thought that was a good point that he made. He kind of got a little convoluted off it.
He said.
But it's a great point that they never hold anybody responsible.
That's true.
Now, again, as an idiot, you know, low information voter looking at it, I would have missed that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So the moderators did jump in and said, back to immigration, they asked Trump, how would you deport 11 million undocumented illegal immigrants? And my response is, talk to a real border czar, because Edward, on a previous episode, and if we had a producer who could whisper in our ear, we could tell you exactly what episode, Edward has some great, great ideas about the border, deporting 11 million undocumented illegals, et cetera. Trump did say, you know, you say what Trump said to the response to that question.
Well, he went in, you know, they allowed criminals, terrorists, drug dealers, they probably did it to get votes, but right. It's not worth it. And he was absolutely right. That was a great response.
But he couldn't answer how he would actually deport people. He couldn't.
He didn't go into any details at all.
And Harris, again, when she brought up his crimes. We knew that was going to happen. Election interference, sexual assault. You know, we need to address all these issues created by the administration. And again, what did Trump do?
He responded about the cases, which he shouldn't have.
No.
You know, I understand he wanted to talk about the weaponization of the Justice Department. But again, if you're talking about immigration, that's not really. He should have stayed on it and pressed her and turned it back to her.
Yes. And then it just went off the rails again. Harris said he's extreme. And she said he will terminate the Constitution of the U.S. And this one is even better. And this is a whopper of a lie. He has disdain for the military. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Trump hates the military. I can't believe she didn't use the suckers and losers. You know, whole quote on that.
But what does terminate the Constitution even mean?
I have no idea. I don't know. As president, are you allowed to just say, all right, Constitution, that's it?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Oh, good Lord.
And then talk about with Trump.
You know, she weaponized it, not me. They're the threat to democracy. It's basically na-na-na booby, you know.
But talk about what happened here. He started
yelling.
Yes.
And his voice got much higher and he started getting a little loud, and it was not a good look.
It was a terrible look.
She was being forceful, but yet without raising her voice.
Yes. And then another topic, which I was actually happy that the moderators brought up. They talked about Kamala flip-flopping specifically on fracking, weapons, and border crossing. And they said, why have so many of your policies changed? And she just said, I will not ban fracking. Okay. There's a lot of her on record saying she will, but okay. I was the tie-breaking vote for the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, which was just another way of packaging the new Green Deal.
Right.
And she's going to invest in diverse sources of energy. And then again, she pivoted. Okay. They didn't fact check her on the banning fracking, but she pivoted and started talking about her background and how her values have not changed. It's always very interesting to me, by the way. She never brings up her father ever.
Yeah.
But her values haven't changed. And she starts painting herself as the everyday woman. And then she says, and again, great way to bait Trump, that you know, he was, you know, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. That's not exactly the way she phrased it. But and then talks about how he was just given $400 million upon birth, essentially.
Yeah, she said he inherited $400 million. He had a leg up. You know, I was middle class, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And it's like,
and again, this was the turning point number two.
Here it comes. And of course, Trump said, no, I was only given a small fraction of that, a small fraction. And I'm like, oh, God, you're falling for it again.
Yes.
It was actually very well done by Kamala.
It really was.
Yeah.
And I mean, he started not to make sense. He brought up transgender issue, which was not the question. Yes.
Yeah. Then he went off that she wants to confiscate your guns. I got the oil business going.
Ugh.
But then he said, it was really funny. He says, they'll go back to solar and windmills, but I'm a big fan of solar.
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was just bad. And he was starting to look old. It was bad.
Yeah.
I can see we're gaining and losing people as we live stream, which is pretty fascinating. Again,
that's okay.
We warned you that you might not be happy with what we're going to say. So then they brought up the peaceful transfer of power.
January 6th.
January 6th, storming the Capitol. And we're going to have a great guest on next month,
okay.
Specifically talking about January 6th and her organization. So, stay tuned for that next month. But the moderator kept saying, you know, do you have any regrets about what happened? What did Trump say?
I said peacefully and patriotically, which is good. I'm glad that he brought that up. But he went back to immigration. She was the border czar.
But then he closed the loop.
He did.
Sort of.
He actually brought up that Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security at the Capitol. I was surprised. He could have been a little bit more tight on that for sure.
Well, if he'd not gone back to immigration.
And went back to immigration. But, you know, talked about Charlottesville. He started bringing that up again. And it's like, just stop. Right. Or she brought that up. Right.
Yeah. She brought that up. But I think, you know, again, he started off answering that well. Mm-hmm. And if he had just not talked about immigration and talked, you know, went back to Nancy Pelosi, you know, like he said, he tried to close the loop. He didn't do it very well. And of course, she was like, I was at the Capitol.
Oh, God.
I was a VP elect acting senator, and the president incited a violent mob. And that's, yeah, she brought up Charlottesville. Yeah. I stand for democracy, rule of law, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she takes everything out of context. Yes.
But again, Trump then says, you need to go back to that beautiful, beautiful building, the White House, and you need to close the border. The Border Patrol's phenomenal. And you can do it or something. And it's like he's trying to say that the president has the ability to close the border just with three words, shut it down. Yes. And the Border Patrol has to do it.
Yes. But he didn't legally say it has that.
Yes. And it's just he needs to be way more precise and pointed on his responses.
Yes. And she was very serious. Okay. And it was like, and you and I both looked at each other and it was just so false. It was so fake. Like the seriousness, it was ridiculous. Okay, so they continue on down this path about losing the 2020 election. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because we've got other things to get to. But why don't you, you did not handle this well. Why don't you give them Trump's response and then I'll talk about what the moderator said.
Well, that was, well, the moderator said that he had said that I lost by a whisker. Do you still believe?
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. And he said, I said it sarcastically.
Yes.
And he said, we need walls and borders and good elections. He brought up illegal immigration again. And he said, you know, we're a nation in decline.
Yes. Yeah. And the moderator said, and
David Muir.
Yeah. So right. Trump, you know, quoting Trump, when I win, those people who cheated, he lists donors, voters, election officials will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which includes long-term prison sentences. And he did just keep coming back with, you know, do you regret it? You know, did you lose?
But he also inserted himself and said, I listened to you said you lost by a whisper. Whisker. I listened to that and it didn't sound like sarcasm to me.
And it's like,
what are you doing as a moderator doing this? Just put on your Democrat, you know, hat at that point.
And Harris came back relatively strong. She said Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people. We cannot afford to have a president who attempts to upend the election. And this next part, again, the good moderator would have pointed this out. She said, I've traveled the world as VP. And it's like, you were the border czar and you didn't go to the border. And when you were asked about it on television, you said, I haven't been to Europe either. That was your response.
Yes.
You can look that up. We're not making that up. And then Trump.
Yeah. Then Trump brought up the prime minister of Hungary.
Oh, good God. It was so weird.
You know, he supports him. He supports Trump and brought up the pipeline again. She got no votes. He went the whole democracy thing. She got zero votes.
But he could have started with that.
Yeah,
that was a fair point.
And he just, why would you bring up the prime minister of Hungary? I know you're trying to say world leaders support you, but it was nonsensical.
Yeah.
It
and, really was. And there he should and he did, but he just didn't do it in a very good, in a very clean way about the fact that he's right. Kamala Harris was not elected by the people. She did not go through a primary. We talked about this last week. Definitely listen to last week's episode. We went knee deep into this. And she was didn't go through a primary. Trump did, you know, he did go through a primary. Yeah. She didn't. She was put in place by the Democratic Party. Even at the actual, what's the word I'm looking for?
Convention.
Okay. Even at the convention, you know, when there could have been a real opportunity for democracy, it didn't happen. But Trump just, he couldn't do it well. All right. So foreign policy.
Very sad.
Very sad. Yes. Foreign policy. They went pretty deep. So they started with the Middle East, Israel versus Gaza and Hamas. Harris just reviewed the facts of the situation. Again, a good pivot on her part. She was trying to waste time. And she did say that Israel has the right to defend itself. But how it does, it matters. And the war has to end. And we need a ceasefire. And by the way, this is all from her stump speech.
Yeah.
And we need to get the hostages out. And then I love this charter course for a two-state solution. Okay, one of those two states has said that Jews don't have the right to exist. So correct. That could be a little unrealistic. A little
stumbling block there. Yeah.
Go ahead with Trump.
Well, but Trump actually had a good response on this. He said it would have never started if he was president. Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine. She hates Israel. He did say something odd that Israel will be gone within 2 years.
Makes sense.
It's like, okay, you're pulling that out of your, you know what?
Yes.
But he did say he could have said it better, but Iran was broke under his administration because he had so many sanctions on them. They had no money that Harris and Biden opened up all the money supplies to them. And that's why they're supporting terrorism around the world, because they have the money.
Yes. But this was, he also he referred to himself in the third person, which I don't think he did any other time in the debate. And that always comes off as very pretentious. It just does. Harris comes back that she supported Israel and Israeli people. And she starts personally attacking Trump. And for once, the moderators cut her off.
Yeah.
One of the few times they actually cut her off. You know?
Well, because she wasn't sounding good, right?
Right. That's true. You're right.
Right. Think about that.
So what did Trump say?
Well, you know, she's the one that's weak on national security.
Totally true.
Putin said, I hope she wins. You know, again, it wouldn't have happened with me if I was in charge.
Yeah. And then thank God there was a break. Thank God, because we were over an hour into the debate at this point.
Yeah.
They waited a long time to take their first break. They came back from the break. They stayed with foreign policy and they went to the war in Ukraine. And they asked Trump the question first. They said, how would you solve the war? Go ahead.
And he said, I want the war to stop. I want to save lives. You know, we're in for $250 billion or more. Then he went into the whole thing about money and they don't ask, you know, Biden-Harris doesn't ask Europe for the money to help pay for it. And we're playing around with World War III with nuclear weapons. And
he went down a rabbit hole.
Kind of rambled around there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Harris said that he would give up the war and that she met with President Zelensky. She went to NATO's eastern flank. So apparently she has gone to Europe now. And provided military support, will preserve NATO, blah, 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 blah.
I thought Trump's response on this was one of his actually best of the night. He said she went and talked to Ukraine and the European leaders, and 3 days later, Russia invaded. So
how was that
for your negotiations?
Yeah, right? That was a good point.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of went off the rails with both of them. And I just Trump wouldn't shut up and I just couldn't write down what she was. I was bored. Then finally they got to something I felt like was really pivotal. You can't talk about foreign policy and not talk about what happened with Afghanistan under the Biden-Harris administration. And so they did ask her, do you believe you bear any responsibility for the way that withdrawal played out? And Harris said, I agreed with the president's decision to pull out. And then she said, Trump negotiated one of the weakest deals you can imagine. He negotiated with the Taliban. He invited the Taliban to Camp David. And then she just went down like basically Trump and the Taliban are, you know, two peas in a pod.
This should have been one of the easiest responses for Trump.
I know.
No question in this debate that, you know, he actually negotiated an incredible deal and they're the ones that screwed it up. But he started talking about, I brought a leader named Abdul to and I talked to Abdul and.
It was a mess.
Yeah. And he talked about them leaving behind military equipment, which should have been like right up there at the top that they're now like, I don't know, the fourth best armed military in the world because of what we did or what they did, what Harris and Biden did.
Yeah, you know, that's where Trump, there were a lot of numbers he should have had at his fingertips.
Yeah. He's not a numbers guy necessarily,
but he has been in the past and he didn't have those numbers, you know, when it came to illegal immigration, when it came to how much has been put into the Ukraine war, how much the military equipment left behind was worth. I don't remember him mentioning the actual number. Like there were so many numbers.
I think he just said 80 billion.
And inflation rate, same thing. Yeah. He didn't bring it up. So there were so many numbers that would have been really solid here. But all right. So they moved on. They pivoted to a topic. I think this was not in the previous debate. This was one of the only ones. Race and politics. And the moderator said they quoted Trump on a bunch of things about how Kamala has described herself now versus the past. And the moderator said, Why do you think it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent? And I think Trump initially had a good answer.
Well, this question was brought up because the woman moderator, can't remember her name right now.
Yeah.
But she was also moderating earlier in the month a Black journalists conference that Trump went to. And that's when Trump brought it up. Kamala even Black? Because she always identifies as Indian until now. So all of a sudden she's Black.
Right. But so he had a good answer.
He says, I don't care. I couldn't care less. That's up to her.
Yeah, he did.
Good answer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And Harris says, and again, the moderators could have said, how did you describe yourself?
You know, right. Yeah. Correct. Have you ever described yourself as anything other than Black?
Yes. And Harris just said, again, it's like a woman walking down the street in a dangerous neighborhood and not being prepared. And here she is. And she just said, and she's that person laughing at you and filming it. It's a tragedy. He's attempted to use race to divide the American people. And then she went into like the Central Park Five and birther lies and more. And here's the thing. Again, I'm going to give her credit and people are going to get mad at us. She is really good at insulting Donald Trump without always looking like she's doing it. Mm-hmm. Really good at it. Yeah. And then Trump.
Oh
my God. He actually started
going down the rabbit hole of the Central Park Five, which was back from the 1990s, and five Black men in Central Park.
And we're not going to.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Don't even go there. Yeah. So yeah, just horrible.
It was horrible. And then she played the youth card because he said she is Biden. Again, he should have been saying Biden-Harris administration the entire time. He should have been consistent that way. And she played the youth card and she said, I'm not Biden. I'm not Trump. And then she starts talking about her plans to give away, and I put this in all caps in my notes, so much money. Sure. She is telling you what she's going to do with your tax dollars.
She's going to be Santa Claus.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And
yeah, sure. Trump went back to the, she's going to defund the police, ban fracking, blah, 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 blah.
So yeah.
So do you always want to go to closing statements? Or?
Let's talk about healthcare.
Healthcare.
Yeah, just because, again, Trump blew it. So they talked about healthcare and the Affordable Care Act, and the moderators said, fair question. Do you have a plan and can you tell us what it is? Tell us what Trump said.
Democrats wouldn't vote to change it. I saved Obamacare. I have concepts of a plan. Like concepts of a plan?
It was such a bad answer. It was terrible.
Yeah. And then unfortunately, and a little, David Muir said, well, you've had 7 years or 8 years to come up with a plan. What is your plan? He just absolutely whiffed on this.
Yeah. And the moderator did say to Harris, you supported Bernie Sanders' public health care. And she completely lied and said, I support private health care. Yeah. She's on the record as saying she does not support private health care. And then again, she pivoted very well, stopped talking about health care altogether because she has no real policy and she does not support, you know, private health care. And she said, we're not taking away guns. You know, when Trump was president, he tried to get rid of the health care, and then we're allowed Medicare to afford drug prices. So she went like all over the place, too. She like talked about guns, went back to health care. It was a mess.
Well, she brought up John McCain and, you know, his breaking with Trump.
Yes.
And then Trump replied that John McCain fought Obamacare for 10 years. And nobody's going to know this inside baseball stuff. Nobody. Yeah. So
we're going to jump ahead. We're going to skip climate change.
Well, climate change, nobody gives a crap. So.
Well, people do. But I mean, at this point, I was so pissed. I stopped
If you ever look at voters' concerns, climate change is always like number 20.
That's true. That's fair.
Unless you're like 15 years old.
All right. Let's get to closing statements.
Yes.
All right. So again, Kamala Harris did a really good job. She looked right at the camera. And she acted like she was talking to one person, which is very, very smart. It makes you come across as very authentic and personable. I'm not saying she is authentic, but it makes you come across that way. She said, you've heard two different versions for our country, the future versus the past. So, you know, and again, she's painting herself as the future and young and vibrant, and Trump's the past. We have more in common than what separates us. And then again, I'm going to create the opportunity economy. She said it multiple times without explaining what it really meant. And again, smart, very smart tactic. And then she finished with, I've only ever had one client, the people, the American people.
Yeah, it was strong. Yeah, it was. Actually, though, I thought Trump's closing statement was probably the highlight of his debate, because he basically said, they've been in control for 3.5 years. Why haven't they fixed any of these problems? And it's just such a basic statement. So true. You know, you haven't done it. He's looking over to her. You know, he said, we can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision.
That was actually the best line he ever said.
He said, we're not a leader anymore. He said, I rebuilt our military. Joe Biden is the worst president in American history, and Kamala Harris is the worst vice president in American history. And I was like, okay, it was actually a pretty strong close for him.
It was a pretty strong close. Again, I think he should have not looked at her. I think he should have looked at the camera. He should have looked at the American, you know, talked about the American people. Instead of saying, I think, you know, he started with, why hasn't she done it yet? But then he said, you haven't done it. He should have said, she hasn't done it. The Biden-Harris administration hasn't done it. But again, that line, we can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision, I think was.
Yeah, it's a good line. And overall, I think Trump started out about the first third of the debate fine.
The first third, I would say 20%.
I mean, close. But then he kind of went down this rabbit hole, didn't look good, started yelling. And he kind of brought it back at the end with the closing statements. Whereas for me, Kamala Harris was pretty steady throughout the whole thing. Yeah, she didn't get rattled. She didn't have any, you know, oh crap moments, you know, like Biden staring.
Even when she did, even when you could see her kind of like, you could see like this sort of twitch of, I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, yeah, which card am I going to read in my head?
She would pivot. She would pivot. Yeah. She was good at the pivot.
No, you could definitely tell these were rehearsed answers that she's just like, okay, go to that one. Okay, now go to that one.
Yeah. Bottom line, he lost the debate. Okay.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And stop blaming the moderators, people.
I am very saddened by a lot of the conservative media that somehow came out and said, you know, Trump kicked butt. And
someone actually said that?
Oh, yeah. It's so sad. No, he did not.
He did not.
I mean, the best case, the very best cases for Trump would have been a tie.
And it wasn't a tie.
No, I don't think it was at all either.
It wasn't a tie.
You got to go with your gut feeling when you're done listening to this. And we were both like, wow, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. Like so, you said.
For Trump. Yeah.
For Harris, I would have been
very happy if I was a Kamala supporter.
And that is why they want another debate. Because initially they said there would only be one debate. And now they want another one because they were so happy.
I don't think it's going to happen, because Trump's going to insist at least on having one moderator that's not a flack.
Yeah.
And Harris won't go for it. So
we don't have a This Week in Wins. For This Week in What the Fuck, see our debate analysis. We do have a This Week in Woke. Give it to us, Edward.
Yeah, let's go to it. I'll finish this up here. From our good friend Victoria Taft at PJ Media.
Yep.
Love PJ.
We do.
Headline, West Coast, Mest Coast.
It is a funny headline.
In Washington State, the left's unwise obsession with a fleeting political fad and adrenaline addiction needs loosed upon the public criminals who should have been locked up all along. That is reflected in higher crime rates. In fact, Washington State has just reported that due to freeing so many prisoners since 2020, there's now a shortage of license plates. In Washington, drivers have months-long waits to get new license plates. Endless paper temporary plates will be de rigueur until the leftists who run that state step away from the crack pipes. Good job, Victoria. The equipment to make license plates has been moved to the big house to put murderers to work, since the lesser offenders are now free to steal more cars and rob more mom-and-pop stores. So basically,
I put this in layman's terms because there's a lot of like fancy
Yeah. So back in 2020, they got all on board on freeing all the, you know, of course it was COVID, right? So we have to free all the prisoners.
Yeah.
And they've kept that up since then. So there's so few, I don't want to say less dangerous prisoners, but prisoners that actually made the license plates. Now they're having to actually have like the murderers and rapists and things like that. And you're having to wait months to get a license plate now. Oh my Lord.
I think that's sort of the least of the problems.
Why it's just, here's a woke policy that, yes. Oh my God, we can't have a you know, dangerous prisoner get COVID, you know, good Lord. Right.
Yes.
Let's just release everybody. What a good idea. How about you just keep them in their cells? Right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So we see many of you. Thank you so much. If you joined us live today, we do see you. Please follow us on all social media platforms. We hope you appreciate our debate analysis. We warned you that it was going to be a little different from both the right and the left. Please join us most Sundays. We will be back next Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we stream live on YouTube. We think Rumble. Today, we weren't so sure. LinkedIn, X, and Facebook. If you're listening to the podcast, which always drops on Monday, so please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast, available wherever you're listening right now. And please share the show with people, because that's how they find us. That helps keep us alive and doing this. You can also support the show by joining our locals community. And that is, I hate to say a safe space, but it is where you can comment and talk and interact with others, including us, in real time. And also, you can learn more about us, reach out to us directly. You can even leave us a voicemail. There's a little like icon at myfavoriteconservative.show. That's myfavoriteconservative.show. Last thoughts, Edward, on today's episode and the debate.
I'm glad it's over.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too.
And we're done talking about it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. All right. Thanks, thank you everyone. So much. Bye-bye.